Andrew Bradica here, and welcome to my podcast. Each week, I'll share insights and actionable advice from my blog at andrewbradica.com, all about health, fitness, and well-being. Together, we'll break down the steps to make impactful changes that truly resonate with your life, empowering you on your own unique journey. Remember, it's all about your fitness, your rules. Let's get started. Hey everyone, Andrew here, and thank you for tuning in to episode 3 of the Andrew Bradica podcast, my podcast where I read my blog posts that I write on my website, andrewbradica.com, can provide a little bit more insight and just delivering it to you in a different mechanism. This week, I will be reading over the blog post, You're Not Convinced, Bridging the Gap Between Knowing and Doing in Fitness. And yeah, I do have to say this is one of my favorite posts that I've written so far, probably like top 3 or 4, something like that. But going over it today, it's the first time I've read it in a little while. And really, at the end of the day, what this post is about is habit formation. And habit formation is typically neurological and rewiring of the brain. And I wanted to kind of write an article on my own unique spin on it. So I really do look at it like in a way of, in order to develop habits, you have to convince yourself that that is important to you. So whether it's a good habit or a bad habit, if you're doing something consistently, that will convince you that it's important to you. So whether it's a good habit of flossing every day or a bad habit of eating cookies at night, if you're doing it consistently, you're going to be convinced that that's what you do. Your brain is just going to accept it and it becomes a habit and you start doing it without any thought. And this could make trying to embark on a health and fitness endeavor, trying to lose some weight or eat more healthy or exercise more consistently, quite difficult for some, because if you're not actively doing those things now, in a way you are convinced that you're lazy. You're convinced that you don't work out. You're convinced that this is what your life should be. And you have to have an active effort in getting over that initial hump, which we all are aware of, and getting yourself into those habits. But I think that's really the main reason that most people have trouble not only sticking with these things, but just starting in general. It's a lack of belief in ourselves because we haven't convinced ourselves that we can do it. And that's where I think a big problem comes into play, because when people try to convince themselves, they try to really set goals that are too hard. So if you haven't gone to the gym in 2 years and then you say, I'm going to go to the gym 6 days a week, that's really tough, and you're not going to be convinced that you're going to be able to do it because there's just no proof of that. The proof is that you haven't gone. So it makes that, if you're not convinced, then your confidence goes down, and if your confidence goes down, your likelihood of sticking with it goes dramatically down. So that's why I think when people set goals that are too hard, they're doomed for failure. That's why it's about, I'm a big proponent in setting very small goals, very achievable goals, and ones that you're 100% confident that you can do it. You know, in the post, I talk about going for a 10-minute walk every day. And honestly, even if that's too much, lower it. 5-minute walk every day. Okay, that's too much. 60 seconds of jumping jacks every day. Something like that. And it's a matter of setting a goal and saying, I can do that. You know, I can walk 10 minutes a day. I haven't walked it all this year, but 10 minutes sounds easy. And that's the way a lot of people don't approach their goals. And so the way I look at it really is, instead of trying to convince yourself by setting difficult, challenging goals that you might fail at, instead set very achievable goals, but also tie them in with your ultimate goal. So for example, if my ultimate goal is to get into a great shape and be able to live a long life, and if I have kids, stay alive for my kids for a long time and be there for my family and have a high quality of life, great. So that's my ultimate goal. So then what would I need to do to achieve that? And that would have things like nutrition, exercise, stress management, mindset, all that stuff. So let's now say, okay, out of all those categories of everything that I need, let's start as small as possible with one goal that can really get it going, get that momentum built. So going back to the example, the 10-minute walk. A 10-minute walk might not seem like much. However, If I am consistently going for a 10-minute walk, that means I'm consistently every single day doing something for my health that aligns with that ultimate goal every single day. So not only am I convincing myself that that 10-minute walk is important, I'm convincing myself that my overall health and fitness and well-being and longevity and quality of life are important too. And I don't know, maybe people won't agree with that. Maybe people are like, Andrew, you're crazy. A 10-minute walk is a 10-minute walk, whether you put meaning behind it or not. But for me, it's if you take a look at the bigger picture, realize why you're doing something and the meaning behind it and the value and that internal motivation, it can really add up. So that's what I think. Set smaller goals, but attach them to the bigger picture instead of just trying to knock out some big goals out of the park. Because convincing yourself that something's important to you, it just takes time. It takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of time, probably a decent amount of time. So just stick around and you'll be good. I guess that's kind of what the main point of this whole blog post is. So yeah, I think that's all I got. So without further ado, let's get into the post. Thanks, guys. You're Not Convinced: Bridging the Gap Between Knowing and Doing in Fitness, by Andrew Bradica. Your life is what your thoughts make it. Marcus Aurelius. Ask anyone to name their life's top priorities. Chances are, their health is at the top of that list. Our health is everything: mental, physical, emotional, even spiritual. The unhealthier we are, the more life sucks, and the harder things are for us and everyone around us. We know it's important, yet, for whatever reason, many of us fail to consistently do what we need to do, even though we know what needs to be done. Then, when we don't do what we should, we get pissed off at ourselves. So why is this the case? Why do we often see parents who sincerely wish to instill healthy habits in their children struggle to apply these same principles to their own health? Why do so many of us grab poor quality takeout when we could eat a nutritious meal at home? Why do we sit on the couch and watch TV at night when we could do some movement that would benefit us? The answer is simple. While we believe these things are important to us, we haven't convinced ourselves they are. The ways we try to convince ourselves. I'll say it plain and simple. To convince yourself that a goal is important, you must work towards it. This goes for our health, well-being, and anything else we aim to achieve. Want to be a professional basketball player? Play basketball. Want to be a musician? Make music. Want to be a writer? Write. Yet, when we begin to embark on healthy change, it can be easy to try finding other ways to convince ourselves and make it feel like progress. You may say, now is the time, and go out and buy yourself a year-long gym membership. If you don't like the gym, you might buy some exercise equipment for your home. You may watch inspirational videos on YouTube or try to find the perfect workout routine that's out there for you. You could buy a smartwatch to track your activity or even post motivational quotes on your social media and declare to the world that now is the time to get into the best shape of your life. The problem here is that while it may feel like you're convincing yourself that your health is important to you, what you're trying to do is quite different. You're trying to motivate yourself. Motivation creates the spark while action sustains the flame. If we look at it like starting a fire, motivation is the initial spark that ignites the fire, while action keeps the flame sustained. When we talk about getting motivated to exercise, we often refer to this initial surge of enthusiasm and determination. This is that spark we feel to get things done. You felt it, we all have, and it's a great feeling. You may feel an adrenaline rush that gets you off the couch, into your workout clothes, and gets your ass into gear. Motivation is necessary. It tells you what needs to be done and gets you pumped. However, it's not enough. Sorry. Action, on the other hand, is what sustains the flame. Consistently maintaining that fire by adding fuel makes the fire grow even larger. The action doesn't need to be extreme. It just requires consistency. Transitioning from the spark of motivation to the flame of action involves a shift from thinking to doing. Motivation is in your mind. That's all. In contrast, action isn't doing. Believe it or not, it convinces your mind, not vice versa. To drive home this point, let's look at an example of two women talking about their recent endeavors in their health and fitness. An outside perspective of motivating versus convincing. Imagine a group of women having Sunday brunch together. Two women there, let's call them Rachel and Monica, are enthusiastically discussing their recent efforts to better their health. Rachel is really excited and is super motivated to get back into shape. She tells the group, "I joined a new gym 6 months ago and started taking classes. They're great. I also put together a nice little home gym with a treadmill, stationary bike, weights, resistance bands, yoga mats, and stability balls, and even hung up a TV on the wall. I also have this really cool fitness app that tracks how I'm doing." At first, everyone's impressed. One of the women then asks about the classes and the home gym, as she's interested in getting in shape herself. "Well, I've only gone to the gym about a dozen times, once or twice a month or so," says Rachel. "My schedule's been packed, so I've only gone to a couple of classes, but they've been excellent. I haven't started working out at home yet. I'm just waiting for everything to calm down before I get into a routine." Then there's Monica. When it's her turn to share, she speaks with quiet confidence. "Well, I've been hitting the gym 6 days a week for the past 6 months, just trying to stay consistent. Even on days when work piles up and the time is tight, I make it a point to go. Sure, there are days when my workouts are less intense, maybe just a brisk 20-minute cardio session or some light weights, but what's surprising is how often I feel energized once I start. Some nights I leave the gym feeling more revitalized than when I walked in. Honestly, I don't even think about it much anymore. I go because it's a part of my daily routine." Which of these two women seems more committed to improving their health and well-being? Who would you be more convinced it's important to? The one who's actually doing the work. That's who. It works the same way when we're convincing ourselves. You can't think your way into being convinced, just like... It works the same way when we're convincing ourselves. You can't think your way into being convinced, just like someone else can't convince you without showing you that they put in the time and effort. Monica has her flame going, and Rachel keeps trying to spark it. Good or bad, doing is convincing. Just a quick note, it's crucial to convince ourselves to do beneficial things, but it's equally important to keep an eye out for the opposite. Say you want to start going for a walk after dinner each night, but find yourself watching the same TV shows on the couch and eating ice cream. You want to break that habit, but you find yourself doing it each night, to your dismay. You keep hitting the couch because you're convinced that that's what's important to you. It's the same way with any bad habit. Going to the grocery store and buying processed junk food instead of something healthy? You've convinced yourself that that's what you should buy, because you're buying that on a consistent basis. Want to get up early, but hit the snooze button 10 times before getting up? You're convinced that's how you start your mornings. Want to save money, but find yourself online shopping for shit you don't need? Yeah, I think you get it. The first step, convince yourself it matters. So, with everything we've learned about convincing ourselves thus far, you're probably asking, where do I start? Before setting out on any goal, no matter what it is, you have to convince yourself of one thing or you'll never get anywhere. What's that one thing? That you give a fuck. That's it. It's that simple. If you're not convinced that you give a fuck about what you're doing, there's no way in the world you're going to stick to it. So the question has to be asked, how do you convince yourself that you give a fuck? Like the fire, you must figure out how to keep that flame going. As we discussed, you need consistent action to keep that flame going. So ask yourself, what is an action I can do consistently, long enough, to convince myself that it's important to me? I've got good news for you. It's not that much. Take the example of starting to walk every day to get more exercise. Think about how much walking you can do each day and you know you will accomplish. Not hope you can, but know you can. It's a very, very important factor. It's about starting with something you know you can do, not hope. Consider any external factors that may derail you from your goal. Let's say it's a 10-minute walk around the block. Sure, that doesn't sound like much, but imagine that you set a goal to walk every day for 10 minutes. After a few days, you walk 3 times for 30 minutes. Big deal. But what about after 10 days, 20, or a whole month? Walking 10 minutes a day for 30 days is the equivalent of walking 5 hours. Not too shabby. That in itself is pretty damn good, but it also comes with developing a new habit. Now here's where the magic happens. As this walk solidifies over time, an exciting shift occurs without you even realizing it. There comes a point when it feels unusual not to go for your daily walk. It becomes a part of your routine because you have convinced yourself it's important to you. It's no longer a matter of convincing yourself daily. It's simply what you do. Every day without fail, you're telling yourself, I give a fuck about walking 10 minutes. Therefore, I give a fuck about myself. Not to mention, there will be days when you feel like Monica with the gym and feel more energy on the walk than when you started. On those days, you may do 2 laps instead of 1, maybe even 3. Then, at some point, you'll go from a daily 10-minute walk to a daily 20. And that's what we call progress. don't break the chain, the Seinfeld method. One strategy I absolutely love that can do wonders to help convince yourself something is important was utilized perfectly by the star of my all-time favorite show. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld, one of the most successful comics ever, was once interviewed about his process for writing jokes. In a nutshell, his methods involved putting up a calendar and ensuring that he would put an X on each day he wrote jokes. He knew the importance of writing consistently, so he did his best to never break it. After a while, a chain would form, and he wanted to keep it going. If he missed a day, he would break the chain. A strategy like this can work wonders because, in his own way, Seinfeld was convincing himself that writing jokes was important to him. He did this visually, seeing that he has kept a streak for X amount of days, so it must be important to him. Additionally, he now is an added motivator to keep pushing him forward. While the goal was to write more jokes, develop an act, and become a successful stand-up comic, I bet there were days where there was only one thing important to Jerry: to get that X. Putting the X's into action. If this X method sounds interesting to you, give it a try. If you can think of another way to track your progress, then go for it and let me know if it works. You can do it for anything: exercising, flossing, drinking a glass of water each morning, playing with your cat for 10 minutes, if they let you. Whatever you want to start doing consistently. The key is consistency, though, and to not break the chain. Keep that chain going, and before you know it, you'll care about the chain. It's easy to skip flossing before bed, but you'll probably think twice if it means breaking a 30-day streak. You can track your progress using an app, or print out a habit tracker and place it somewhere visible in your home if you want to go the extra mile. Additionally, share your goals with those who you live with to add a layer of commitment. Either way, track those X's and build that streak. Look at it this way: something is better than nothing, and something consistently is way better than nothing. Way better. Way, way better. My challenge to you. This week, I challenge you to pick one habit you want to form and create a streak for it. This could be anything, but make sure you keep it simple, whether flossing, walking, meditating for 10 minutes, or any other habit you'd like to instill. Record your X and try to keep the streak going. Set a goal for how long you want to keep the streak alive. 30 days is a good number, but it's your call. And see how you feel as the streak grows. If you live with someone, post a streak somewhere in your home for yourself and others to see. Key takeaways: prioritize consistent action to transform health goals into reality, going beyond the initial motivation. Reflect on your own unique health journey, understanding your specific challenges and what has worked for you in the past. Start with small, manageable steps in your health routine and steadily build them into longer, sustainable habits. Use practical strategies like the Seinfeld method to track and maintain daily health commitments. Acknowledge the continuous nature of health improvement and view each small step as part of a larger journey. Empower yourself by taking responsibility for your health choices and aligning them with your personal goals and values. Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening to my latest post, You're Not Convinced: Bridging the Gap Between Knowing and Doing in Fitness. Really appreciate your time, and please feel free to check out my website, andrewbradica.com, for the rest of my posts, some more information, along with my newsletter called The Weekly Wednesday, where I provide one insight once a week, sent directly to your inbox. If you have any ideas for blogs you'd like me to post to, please feel free to reach out, andrew@andrewbradica.com, and looking forward to seeing you next time. So take care.